This is In the News in VOA Special English. Arab League foreign ministers are expected to meet in Cairo on Sunday to discuss sending observers back to Syria. A new plan calls for sending a joint observer team from the Arab League and the United Nations. The League sent observers in December as part of an agreement with the Syrian government to halt the violence in the country. But the observers withdrew in late January to protest continued attacks on demonstrators. Last Saturday, Russia and China blocked another effort by the UN Security Council to condemn the violence in Syria. The unrest began in March. Syrian government forces have been attacking rebellious areas across the country, especially in the city of Homs. Activists say hundreds of people have been killed since the offensive in Homs began a week ago. Homs is becoming a ghost city, one activist told VOA. No one is walking in the streets. Our situation is miserable. Because of restrictions on reporting in Syria, VOA cannot independently confirm reports from the government or the opposition. The northern city of Aleppo has been relatively quiet since the unrest began. But on Friday, Syrian television reported that two explosions killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 230 others. The explosions targeted a military intelligence building and a base for security forces. Syrian TV blamed what it called armed terrorists for the attacks. But a rebel leader who heads the Free Syrian Army denied responsibility. He accused the government of being responsible. We spoke on Skype with a man who said one of the explosions happened about 2 kilometers from his home and awakened him. We agreed not to use his name. We asked him what he thinks about the future of Syria.
Many people believed, or let's say more than 70% of Syrian people believe that the revolution will eventually end. So, and I think so, because day after day we see that there are many hits, or many people hate this regime because of shelling Homs, if you heard about the news of the city of Homs.
Certainly.
The security forces of the regime is hitting and shelling the houses. So everybody thinks that, and that means that everybody hates them because they are killing our people.
13 of the Security Council's 15 members supported the resolution vetoed last Saturday. Russia and China also vetoed another resolution in October. American Ambassador Susan Rice said the United States was disgusted that Russia and China had again blocked action. She noted that the proposed resolution said nothing about sanctions, an arms boycott, or military intervention. She also criticized Russia for continuing to sell weapons to the Syrian government.
For months, this council has been held hostage by a couple members. These members stand behind empty arguments and individual interests while delaying and seeking to strip bare any text that would pressure Assad to change his actions.
Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said his country felt it had no other choice but to veto the resolution.
We were trying to suggest that we continue our discussions in order to reach consensus. So we were prepared for an extra mile. It was our colleagues who did not accept it.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.